There's one thing that's quite certain right now, and that's that Americans will not forgive this administration if we wind up having to send troops that wind up in a war in Europe right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish. It's good to have you here. And we have gotten word that the Biden administration is committing 1,000 troops. They've put 7,500 on notice, but they want 1,000 troops to actually go overseas to Ukraine right now. This, along with equipment, arsenal, to try and protect that Ukrainian border. I mean, interesting how much they want to protect the Ukrainian border. It'd be nice if maybe somebody wanted to protect ours. But that's neither here nor there right now, because we have a situation where Putin is believed to be getting out of control, trying to take territory in an area that should be able to, given its European allies, given NATO, stand up for itself. But nonetheless, here we are. U.S. coming to the rescue, apparently again. I will tell you this. If so much as one life is lost, Americans will have completely written him off. I mean, most Americans have written him off, let's be honest. I mean, you saw the reports the other day, 37% of the country giving him an F. I guess F minus wasn't on the survey. But people have kind of had it. They're fed up with the inadequacies and the lack of capability of this administration, which was quite evident clearly when we exited Afghanistan, and has been quite evident when we see the inflation in our economy right now. Now, the Federal Reserve coming out today indicating that it is going to raise rates in the future come March. I am going to tell you why coming up. That's not going to do one bit of good. And in fact, if anything, it is going to have a really negative effect on our economy right now. The last time that we need this, right? Anyway, back to what's happening in Ukraine. We have an administration that doesn't recognize how poorly it performed in the Afghanistan withdrawal. In fact, one of the press people in the State Department was actually asked about that and seemed quite confused, not understanding how Afghanistan and our, for lack of a better word, massive screw up there on our withdrawal would actually have anything to do with how Russia might view us right now. And as I said back then, Biden made a fool of us on the world stage. And Putin took notice of that. And so why shouldn't he think that he can do whatever he wants? He believes he's got kind of an isolationist president. And I'm not saying we want to get into a conflict here, but gosh, couldn't someone have prevented this from getting to this stage? I mean, I don't care. Go ahead and sanction Putin if you need to. Sanction, 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 sanction. I am such a believer in using finance, using money as a way to influence the situation rather than getting yourself into the mess we're in where you're sending troops. Come on. These are lives. These are human beings. So he's already skating on thin ice. It's going to get much thinner. By the way, I just want to mention to everybody really quick, if you haven't started following me on Locals, please do that. I am on the Locals channel, trishregan.locals.com. You can support the show there. You can interact directly with me. There's a lot of content that you wouldn't get in any other place just for my supporters and members of that community. And I am going to be doing a live streaming show, for lack of a better term, more like a conversation, because I'm just going to be talking to all of you and you're going to be able to write in and ask me questions and be part of all this. This Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. So do make sure you go to Locals and you sign up for that. Before we get to the Federal Reserve and my concerns about our economy, you know, I want to tell you about an organization that is kind of like the conservative alternative to AARP. You know, 2022 is such a critical year. It's such an important year. There's so many things coming up in the way of our ability to enact some change here by seeing new leadership, hopefully, even though Nancy Pelosi says she's running again. My gosh, I am not an ageist, but we kind of need some new blood. We really do in Washington, D.C. Anyway, that's why it's one of the reasons it's so important that you step up and you take action. It's great that you're watching the show, but I want you to do one thing more. I want you to become a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They have nearly 2 million members right now. And they're all about stopping this out of control spending. I mean, this out of control spending, which has such a negative effect on America's seniors, everybody, frankly, in America, but certainly if you're living on a fixed income, it makes it that much worse. With midterm elections coming up, it really is going to come down to a battle of freedom versus socialism. And so unlike some of those liberal groups out there, AMAC is out there defending America's conservative values, defending our freedom of speech, defending the need to actually have some control over our spending, really important values. And they're fighting every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. So I'm urging you to go and choose AMAC right now. You're going to receive a lot of great membership discounts. That always helps, right? Hotels, restaurants, travel, all that good stuff. And your membership is going to go to support your values. So that's why it's so important. Go to AMAC.com, AMAC.us, forgive me, /Regan. Again, that's AMAC.us/Regan. AMAC.us/Regan to become an AMAC member now. I'm so glad that they're on board supporting this show. Do me that favor and help support them. Also, while you're at it, just a quick note for you. We got some merch. If you're a freedom-loving American capitalist like me, if you're not too happy with this administration, and that's putting it kindly, like me, you're going to love this store. So go to trishregan.store. Check out all our great merch right there. Again, another great way to help support the show. Back to, it looks like we've got a camera issue here. Back to what's going on with the Federal Reserve. If you're watching this on Rumble, do go and click the upper left-hand corner there. You can actually subscribe to my Locals channel there because Rumble and Locals are all one big happy family. If you're watching on YouTube, do me the favor of subscribing to the channel and giving it the thumbs up. Anyway, the Federal Reserve coming out today saying, oh yeah, we're finally going to move, you know, in March. I'll believe it when I see it, frankly, because this is a Fed that kind of looks for any excuse, including when the market gets really, really upset, to do something else. I think they're overly influenced, unfortunately, by the market. But we've seen them consistently, and this is throughout my career. I mean, I've been covering the Fed forever. I first started in finance, actually starting my career at Goldman Sachs way back in 1999. So I've been around this for quite some time. And what I would say is over and over again, I've seen the Fed inadvertently create bubbles of its own. I mean, what do you think happened in 2000? That was a result of really the Fed day late, dollar short. In 2008, great example again of the Federal Reserve thinking somehow that it was wonderful that everybody could get a mortgage. You know what? Not everybody should get a mortgage, okay? Like, I'm sorry. They created incentives and, you know, Capitol Hill had something to do with that too, to make sure that everyone, that was no income, no asset loans, NINA loans that they talked about, everybody could get a mortgage. And the banks were in on it too. And everybody was, you know, really happy about it. But I kept saying this isn't right. I mean, what happens when all these interest rates reset and these people that think they're going to be paying, you know, $800 a month for a mortgage are suddenly paying $1,100 a month? They're not going to be able to afford it. And that's exactly what happened. And it took nearly the entire system down. It did take the whole system down. I mean, you had Lehman Brothers going out of business. You had speculation that there were going to be many, many more. They had to come up with the TARP program for emergency lending. Well, my fear is that the Federal Reserve inadvertently did that all over again. I get it. They had to step up to the plate in the middle of COVID, right? You do what you got to do in a time like that. But come on. I mean, we had one, two stimulus programs from Donald Trump. We got a third stimulus from $1.9 trillion from Joe Biden. And consequently, we put too much money into the system along with $120 billion a month that the Fed was just flooding into the markets. And so, you had everything going up. And now I think there's kind of a reckoning going on. And so, yes, Jerome Powell is trying to manage this, but it's too little too late. It's not going to matter. He can raise all he wants, four times, five times, but it will not actually impact the sort of root cause of the problem, which right now happens to be the supply chain and the labor markets. I mean, you raise rates, it doesn't matter. You're not going to actually get the goods off of those ships that are coming into the California ports any sooner or get them transported throughout the country or onto grocery store shelves any sooner. And everything there's a shortage of right now. I mean, you go to the grocery store, it's like you can't get milk, can't get cream cheese, can't get granola bars. It's wild. Adele is canceling her concert, which, by the way, I really don't think she should be doing, but you know, to me, the show must go on, even if it just was her on the piano. But she was going to get paid $1 million, allegedly, per concert. And she's canceling the concert because of supply chain issues. Workers out with COVID, but also supply chain issues. She's not able to get all of the equipment that she anticipated she would need for her show. Look, it's affecting electronics. We saw a big story out today. The Commerce Department is actually calling attention to this, that we don't have enough semiconductor companies in the country. Fortunately, Intel is now going to build a plant in Ohio. That's good. We need more of that. We need more onshoring. We need more reliance on our own infrastructure here. And it's not going to actually be able to be fixed in the here and now, the way things are going. So, looks like I got a phone call. We'll save that for later. Anyway, this is my concern. This is my concern right now, that the Federal Reserve is trying to do too little, too late. And so it's critical for all Americans right now that we think about how treacherous it's going to be as we go forward. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Apparently, you know, phone calls, place to go, people to see. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I am going to be live on Rumble 4 p.m. Eastern. That would be this Friday. So make sure you tune in. Locals and Rumble. Like I said, they're one big happy family, but you can go to Rumble and get to my Locals channel from there, or you can go to Locals, trishwegan.locals.com, and subscribe there. And I'll see you Friday.